Welcome to the Movie Film Show, featuring the insightful reviews of Mr. Film and Mr. Movie. This show we review Cowboys and Aliens. And now, here are Mr. Movie and Mr. Film.
Hello, I'm Mr. Movie.
And I'm Mr. Film. This show's film is the high-concept Cowboys and Aliens from director Jon Favreau.
Do I know you?
You don't remember anything.
I want that man. You give him to me now, or I'm gonna take him.
...1970s cowboy Jake Longerhand, played by Daniel Craig, wakes up to find himself in the middle of a desert, wounded, wearing a strange manacle-like device on his left arm. But that's not the worst part. He doesn't know how he got there, who he is, or why he is a wanted man. Just as things come to a head in the town of Absolution, strange beings from the sky attack the town, blow up most of it, and steal the loved ones of several of the town folk, including Colonel Dollarhide's son, Percy. That's played by Harrison Ford and Paul Dano, respectively. Before they're driven off by Jake, who learns the device locked around his arm is some sort of secret super space weapon. Luckily, a mysterious woman, played by Olivia Wilde, is in town, who seems to know what's going on, and that Jake's energy weapon is the key to stopping the aliens. So the town folk form a posse and head out after the varmints who have stolen the kinfolk. What follows is all sorts of Wild West cliches meshed expertly with all sorts of alien invasion cliches. What we have is a big mess. Now, Mr. Movie, a couple of shows ago, you took me to task for being a little too hard on the high concept, low budget, Another Earth. Now, while I stand by my remarks, I have to say that I'd rather sit through that film again before even thinking about Cowboys and Aliens. This is probably one of the worst sci-fi mashups we've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of them. The monumental waste of talent and the audience's time is almost criminal. This flick from Universal isn't just bad, but boring. Now, let me say that again. It's boring. 118 minutes boring of my life that I will never get back. Now, the first clue that we were in for it was the fact that not less than 5 screenwriters are listed in the credits. Now, as a rule of thumb, this is just so you know, you can identify a bad film coming down the pike. If there are more than 2 writers listed, then it's probably going to be pretty bad. If more than 4, the film will most likely be hopelessly bad. This is about as hopeless as we can get. There's no intention or excitement in the PG-13 rated film. There wasn't one moment when I thought that the Cowboys wouldn't triumph over the aliens or whatever, who have come to Earth for a rather stupid and unfathomable reason. I mean, I get it, but it seems like a lot of trouble to do what they're doing. Now, the weirdest thing about the picture, this is the weirdest thing, is the fact that the aliens are basically working out of a secret base that nobody knows about. But they feel that it's necessary to draw attention to themselves. Now, I don't want to give a lot of the plot away, but I will reveal that the aliens are kidnapping the various town folk to figure out humanity's weaknesses. Well, I could have saved the aliens the bother. Humans basically disintegrate when shot with laser beam energy weapons that they have a lot of. Obviously, from a story perspective, the aliens have to reveal themselves. They have to kidnap the town folk. They have to underestimate Jake, etc., etc., ad nauseum. Now, the aliens themselves are pretty uninteresting and boring, basically monsters that have to be killed. The acting is wooden. The chemistry between Craig and Wilde is non-existent, and the story was about as ho-hum as you can get. I don't find it surprising that the Smurfs almost beat this flick at the box office. It's pretty obvious that this probably is one of the worst films of the year. And we've had some real stinkers here. So I say avoid this film at all costs and rent something else instead. If you're into invasion pictures, get District 9. That wasn't quite an invasion picture, but much more interesting. Get a Predator picture. Go all the way back to the 50s with War of the Worlds. You'll have a much better time and won't be mad that you wasted so much of your money or time sitting through this piece of junk. I'm giving this an F minus simply because it's a lot worse than Another Earth, and I have to give Another Earth its due now. So that's where I come down on this piece of garbage.
I don't know. I think this is a little bit better than Another Earth. But you're right. I mean, the word I thought of walking out of this and while watching it is boring. And you're absolutely right to say that. And you know, it's completely this movie is completely arbitrary. It could have been Chipmunks and Whales or something, you know, like it doesn't matter. And then they, you know, they have this whole amnesia line where, you know, the Daniel Craig character wakes up. He doesn't know who he is. And so it's all about discovering how did he get here and how did the aliens get here. And the big reveal at the end is how they got there. Well, it's like, you know what? Maybe they should have told us that in the first 5 minutes and then, you know, develop some kind of conflict and plot. Because just revealing little pieces along the way is so boring. And you know, at the end of the movie, you're just going to find out what it is. And that's it. It's just like, oh, okay. Like, well, couldn't you just have told me that in 5 minutes and we could have been over with all this?
Yeah.
You know, this movie really, it's got kind of a snakes on a plane syndrome. Okay, the entire premise of the movie is in the title. And the movie has no substance whatsoever. So, you know, there's really no reason to see it. It's a one-line joke drawn out to feature length, and it is, like you said, boring. You know, it's kind of funny. Like, you look at the trailers, it's kind of cool, it's kind of funny, it looks like it might have some action, and it has some action, but it's, again, it's just everything is arbitrary along the way. You know, they're on a quest, people show up out of nowhere, and they disappear again, and then they show up again out of nowhere. And it just gets boring and boring and more boring. So I'm really with you on this. For alternatives, I think you're right. District 9 is an excellent alternative. It's got that kind of like weird, quirky aspect to it that this is trying to accomplish, but it actually is interesting and fun to watch. So I'd say, you know, rent District 9 instead if you haven't seen that. So, you know, I mean, the special effects were okay. You know, Olivia Wilde was beautiful. I mean, where she came from is just totally ridiculous. But, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of D plus on this, Mr. Film. Just right, because, you know, Harrison Ford wasn't terrible. He's been terrible in a lot of movies in the last 5 years or so. He wasn't completely terrible in this. So that was mildly entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, the sad thing is, there are a lot of good people in here. Clancy Brown, Sam Rockwell, Daniel Craig, of course, Harrison Ford, a bunch of other character actors support people who do a lot of supporting work and such. They're all terrific. You know, they're great actors. You know, a lot of fun to watch, even in a bad picture. And they've all been in bad pictures. This picture, they couldn't bring that whatever that mojo is that they can usually bring to a bad picture and at least save their one little bit of it. The other thing I want to mention was the interminable death scenes. How many death scenes do we have to sit through? That got to be a little ridiculous. So if they had gone more for a funny, almost high, you know, Men in Black sort of high concept comedy thing, it might have been a little bit better. I don't know. But, you know, I think you're being generous with a D plus. But
I probably am. But you know what? I gave Another Earth a D. This is a little bit better than that. I'd rather sit through this again than Another Earth.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to disagree on that. But marginally, you probably could twist my arm to sit through this again if I didn't necessarily have to see Another Earth. So. All right, so that's our show for this show. It's our film for this show. Visit us at www.moviefilmshow.com. Check us out on iTunes. Subscribe. It's free. You can get our reviews every week. Please leave comments. And, of course, only a 5-star rating because we are a 5-star show. Let us know about your comments, suggestions, etc. As regular listeners know, we're always looking for good suggestions for special shows or films that we may have missed or don't know about yet. So email us at mail@moviefilmshow.com. And I'll see you next show, Mr. Movie.
All right, I'll see you, Mr. Film.
Humans basically disintegrate when shot with laser beam energy weapons that they have a lot of.
It could have been chipmunks and whales.